Hey, this is Rufus Teague, and all of us boys love listening to The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Hopefully we've got our technical issues behind us.
Well, apparently everybody else heard us, except our monitors weren't playing back properly for us. So.
Yeah. Hard to do an interview when you can't hear who you're talking to. But, okay, enough about the belly aching. And we are live at the Grist Mill out in Cannonsburg, where Honey Creek and Cannonsburg meet, the center of the world. It's the center of the barbecue world today. They've got a little food show going out here. If you've got time to drive out here, I think this thing goes until noon or 1 o'clock. So you got to get out here and try some of these smoked meats that they are putting together on this smoker, because it's fabulous. They got standing prime rib. I ate some brisket.
I can't take it anymore.
Beef ribs. I know. Oh, and the bakery. Look at that. They just brought over three different kinds of cheesecake.
Bob's cheesecake.
Put a big old wad of that in his mouth. Yeah, okay, I guess I better keep talking because he's got some homemade cheesecake there. But, you know, last night we went downtown and went to the International Food and Wine Show at the DeVos place. And while we were down there, we met Craig, which was the guy from South Africa that was on the show a little bit earlier with his wine. But one of the people that puts this whole thing together and probably give us a great overview of it is Diana Stamfler, and she's joining us on the grilling line right now. Hey, good morning, Diana.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, man. We're kind of got a little protein and sugar coma going here.
It's like
here.
Thanksgiving out here. They're just gorging us with food. You'd love it.
You know what? I've been eating nonstop for 3 days as it is, so.
I know. I told you I gain weight every time I look at your Facebook page.
Well, you know what? It's my job. I have to do it. So, you know, that's the beauty of it all. So, you guys had a good time at the show last night?
We did. We met a lot of great people, and you know, it's almost a little overwhelming. I mean, there were tons and tons of wine purveyors there, and each of them have several varietals, and it's like, wow, how do you really start to dissect this thing and get a little taste of everything? So tell us a little bit about it. Give our listeners an overview of what they can expect if they went down to the show.
Well, what we've done with the show program this year is we've kind of laid it out a little differently. So if you know traditionally that you are a dry red wine drinker, or if you're there just for all the champagne and sparkling wine, you can take a look at the program and kind of look at those varietals and say, okay, oh, here are all the places I can go try sparkling wine. Here are all the places I can go try hard cider. Here are where all the breweries are at. So we've broken it down to help in that regard. Or you can kind of, if you just want to kind of peruse, you know, me, I'm fond of my Michigan section. And so we've got, when you first walk into the hall, that's where all of our Michigan folks are. All of our Michigan wineries, our distilleries are there. So you can kind of taste through those. The restaurants are scattered in between, so we've got about a dozen restaurants offering small plates, as well as the pairings. I did a three-course pairing last night with Trey Guccini. Absolutely amazing. Sat with Jim Lester, who's the owner of Wincroft Winery down in southwest Michigan. So basically, when you come to the show, you buy your $15 ticket, and then you get in line and you buy these little tasting tickets for 50 cents, and you take those around, and some wine, maybe one or two tickets, some food, maybe 10 tickets. You might pay 20 tickets for some wine, but you guarantee if you do that, that's probably a $200 bottle of wine, and a $15 taste is a lot better than a $200 bottle.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I guess in true Grilling Guys fashion, we didn't read the directions before we went in. We just kind of went in and wandered around. And the way you described it makes a lot more sense than the way I experienced it, because I was just a little starry-eyed and trying some of this. I didn't realize you guys had the thing so organized. That doesn't surprise me, but it's kind of cool that you do, because had I known that, I'd have got a lot more out of the show than I did.
Well, yeah, so this is a new fashion. This is after last year, we had a lot of surveys that said, you know, it'd be nice to know the styles of wines and how to find them that way. So that was something that we took back from attendees from last year and made some adjustments. Now, you can still find the list of all of the wineries and breweries in there listed alphabetically as well. If you know, oh, I'm looking for this specific winery at this specific brewery, you can find them that way in addition. Now, I know last year you guys were involved with one of our free workshops and seminars, and those are going to continue throughout the day today. You can come on down and watch Chef Angus Campbell from Secchi Institute do a hands-on class to learn how to roll sushi. There's also going to be a class on balsamic vinegar and rubs for the meat. I know you guys are big on your rubs. And then there's also the Meyer Cooking Stage, where Chef Ray Sterengowski and his team are going to be doing Thai for Two. There's also Cooking with Beer and other programs on that stage today. And, of course, the Wine and Beer Seminars. I know someone from Bell's is doing a session today, I believe. And there'll be all kinds of fun things. And they all involve free samples. So that's an addition to coming in and being part of the show.
Well, very good. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Diana. Again, you do a great job sponsoring and or organizing that event, and I know you got a huge huge role in helping those people get that thing together, and we sure appreciate the invite and had a great time last night. Randy couldn't have gotten more out of it. I beg to differ, because I think Randy got more out of that show last night than three people combined. So he was he was in his element.
What are you trying to tell me?
He did fine.
Yeah. My wife was the DD. That's what he's saying.
No, it couldn't have worked better for us. So thanks so much.
You bet. Well, doors open today at noon. They run until 10 p.m. And if you want to get the schedule of everything and all the list of the wines and everything, go to grwinefestival.com.
Okay. Wonderful. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Diana Stampfler from PromoteMichigan.org. Wonderful website. You want to go to that. This chick is so cool. She just pushes Michigan. That's why we love her so much, because she's pushing Michigan in every way. You know, all by her little lonesome. She's just a little bitty thing, and she's just like pushing this giant state.
Yeah, and we're getting to know her a lot better, and she does know us. As she said, we love a great rub. And right now what we want to do is get that guy to shut his horn off on his car. Okay, there we go. But after that, Bob's going to break down this steak rub. It's pretty easy to use, guys, and I've eaten this one right off Barbecue Bob's grill, so it's awesome.
Yeah, he didn't even have a plate. This is a little southwestern rub for a steak. It's something a little different. And it's a quarter cup of brown sugar, quarter cup of sugar raw. Okay, you got to get the raw sugar. It looks like brown sugar, but it's raw. And that helps give you that little caramely crust. A couple tablespoons of dark chili powder. There's two styles of that generally, or three. Get the dark. A couple tablespoons of smoked salt. If you don't have any smoked salt, make it. Okay, it's easy. Next time you're smoking something, throw a bunch of sea salt on a plate and put it in there. And spread it out. It'll absorb the smoke. It's a wonderful thing. You can actually smoke a bunch of salt and give it away as gifts for Christmas. Nobody gets it, right? When's the last time you got smoked salt?
Last year from you, Bob. Yeah.
Okay, and then a little dry mustard, some chipotle, and some granulated garlic powder. You blend all that together, and you have just a great rub.
We'll throw that up on thegrillingguys.com. Might even put it out there on Facebook. That's a short little recipe. We'll list that out there for you so you can do it. Like us on Facebook. Follow us along. You get all kinds of these great recipes, a little bit of a glimpse into the Grilling Guys world.
It's an ugly place.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And we are out in Cannonsburg at the Grist Mill. There's a little food show going on here. We got suckling pigs. We got drunken turkeys. We've got lubricated radio hosts as well. So you got to get out here, check this thing out, because it's a lot of fun. It's a great thing to do on a Saturday. They're going to be going till about 2 o'clock today. You know, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Gordy the Butcher, and here's what he's going to break down for us. He's got a whole list of holiday meats that you can order ahead of time, and he'll have them ready to go for your table. If you're not 100% sure about your smoker or whatever, get out here. Gordy's going to break some of these things down that you can buy as well.
We're the Grilling Guys. Thanks for hanging around with us for another segment, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.